Senator Ed McBroom is with us. Ed, your thoughts on what ended up being a situation where the fair just could not move forward, both as being on this fair board and also as our state senator?
Well, it's pretty disappointing. We had, you know, approached the governor and asked for some modifications of the, you know, level of pop attendance, you know, for outdoor events that could take place, particularly looking that it was still, you know, a month and a half out. But there was message back that that wasn't going to happen. And then when the Department of Licensing and Regulation told the carnivals that they weren't allowed to offer any mechanized rides, it just really ate at our viability. I mean, the fair has to operate, you know, financially sound, and without the carnival, it becomes very difficult.
What can still be done for the 4-H kids and others of all ages who have been, you know, raising their animals?
So the authority voted to, tentatively approve doing a livestock exhibition, same time, same place, and continue to provide that venue for our livestock exhibitors. We believe that we can facilitate that and stay underneath the governor's attendance thresholds with as minimum amount of changes as possible. Of course, there's going to still need to be the social distancing issues and things like that. But I'm at least glad that we're not giving up on keeping our commitment to our junior market livestock students and other exhibitors of all ages who've already invested so much in their animals for this year's show.
Lastly, initial thoughts on the governor's school plan announced today.
Well, you know, I think that from what I'm seeing from other countries and other states and what I hear from our medical professionals, to me, it seems like a lot of extra rigmarole that I don't think is entirely necessary. But I am glad that we're working on doing in-person and face-to-face teaching as much as possible. I haven't had a chance to review the full plan, just the, you know, some of the general gist of it. But so I'll have more to say when I get a chance to read the rest of it.
Senator Ed McBroom, thanks for joining us.
You bet.